Upon an island in Loch Ostiches at Newton, approached by a wide and well-preserved causeway is Stoun an Ostiches. Local tradition tells that the last occupant of Stoun an Ostiches was the son of a man called Archibald de Clark, a descendant of Hugh MacDonald of Sleat from the Isle of Skye. Hugh was a close friend and confidant of his kinsman and chief, Donald Gorham Mór of North Uist. Donald rewarded Hugh's friendship by giving him the factorship of North Uist. Hugh arrived in North Uist and occupied Stoun an Ostiches alone, being maintained there by the kindness of a lady who went once a day to the Dún with food. It did not take long before Hugh began to abuse his position as the factor of North Uist. At the time of Hugh's factorship, there was another large and powerful family on the island, the MacVicar family. Hugh waited till the chief of the MacVicars was away on political business in Edinburgh and then seized his opportunity. Under pretense of friendship, he invited the four MacVicar brothers to Stoun an Ostiches under the pretense of business. However, on their arrival, the brothers were locked up in the fort. In an act of cold-blooded murder, Hugh dispatched each brother in order that he could lay claim to their four dunes and four farms in North Uist. Chief Donald Gorham Mór was not well pleased with Hugh's actions and decided to put an end to his factorship. As the chief decided how he would rid North Uist of this tyrant, a misaddressed letter fell into his hands. The letter exposed a plot by Hugh to take total control of Uist by killing his good friend, Chief Donald Gorham Mór. The chief reacted promptly, sending orders to his faithful kinsman and ally, Donald Mac Ian Y Chemish, the hero of the Battle of Carnish, to seize the traitor and bring him from Stoun an Ostiches and Uist to Duntulm Castle on Skye. Hugh attempted to escape by dressing himself in female attire. The disguise proved useless on account of his stature and masculine appearance, and the tyrant was captured. Being a strong and desperate man, Hugh's capture was by no means easy, but this effected, and his arms bound, he was conveyed to Duntulm Castle on Skye, and there cast into a dungeon. Hugh was fed upon salt beef containing large and strong bones, and it was with the aid of these bones he nearly succeeded in breaking through the walls of his prison. Today you can still see a hole believed to have been made by Hugh, who was left in the dungeon to perish from thirst.